Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Sabai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear Lord Nrisimhadev, please, therefore, cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Even a saintly person takes pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake. All the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear. Please repeat. My Lord Nrisimhadev, please, therefore, cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake. All the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be freed from fear. Purport. The most important point in this verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in the killing of envious living entities like snakes and scorpions. Hiranyakashipu was killed because he was worse than a snake or a scorpion, and therefore everyone was happy. There was no need for the Lord to be angry. Now, there was no need for the Lord to be angry. The devotees can always remember the form of Nrisimha when they are in danger, and therefore the appearance of Nrisimhadev was not at all inauspicious. The Lord's appearance is always worshipable and auspicious for all sane persons and devotees. So Srila Prabhupada said that we worship Lord Nrisimhadev for three reasons: to protect the guru, to protect the movement, and to protect the devotees. So he is our Lord Nrisimhadev is our Ishtadeva of protection. Not that we worship him exclusively of Radha and Krishna and Gaunitai. Thank you. But he is there for protection. So we don't have to bother Gauranga, and they're busy propagating their Sankirtan mission, and Radha and Krishna are enjoying their pastimes. So this form of Lord Nrisimha, he'll take care of the protection of the devotees. Here in the purport, Prabhupada is talking about the most important point in his verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in the killing of an envious living entity like a snake or a scorpion. So Prabhupada gave one personal example when he was in Mayapur. He was at the Chaitanya Mat at the house of his guru, and you've seen his house. When you go to the Chaitanya Mat, there's a house just before you approach it. So Bhaktisiddhanta's house, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura's house, and there was a little veranda there on the first floor. He would pace up and down. Prabhupada said he would pace up and down chanting there. And one time when Srila Prabhupada was there, the devotees found a big snake, a poisonous snake. So they called out, "Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, there's a poisonous snake here. What shall we do?" And he said, "You should kill it." And Srila Prabhupada said, "I was a little bit taken aback. I thought, you know, here is such a saintly person. Why is asking to kill the snake? It's a living entity. The Vaishnavas, they don't like to kill any living entity. Now he's ordering to kill the snake. And he said, I had some little doubt there. He said, but later on, and then I've read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in this verse, Prahlada Maharaja said that even the saintly person is happy when a poisonous snake or scorpion is killed. And Prabhupada said, then I became happy that when I read this, and it confirmed what my Guru Maharaj had said. Because these are envious creatures. Prabhupada said they bite for no reason at all. Especially if you tread on them, they will bite, but even for no reason. In Bengal is the highest rate of snake bites, death from snake bites in the world. So sometimes, most of them, because they go out in the dark or something early in the morning and they tread on the snake or something. But some of them, the snake just comes in the house and bites them when they're sleeping, or a little baby or something like that. So it's just envious. Envious. So they can be killed. And when they kill a snake, they burn it. They will burn the body, because when the snake puts the photograph of the person who killed it in his eye, and then when his mate comes along and finds that snake, he will see who killed him. Then he will go and bite that person, saying in Bengal. And there was one instance. One man killed a poisonous snake. He was visiting his relatives. He killed a snake, and then after his relatives, he went back home to his house, and he had his bag with him. When he opened his bag, and the snake jumped out and bit him and killed him immediately. So did the Prabhupada says they can recognize. So. Snakes and scorpions, they're envious creatures. So here, Hiranyakashipu is being compared to a snake or a scorpion. Although he was killed, everybody was happy. The whole universe was happy. So not only they were happy that Lord Nrisimhadev had come and killed the big demon, because the demigods had lost their positions, actually, in Hiranyakashipu was terrorizing. Yeah, did they lose their positions? Yeah. Hiranyakashipu was sitting on Indra's throne when he killed the. Nrisimhadev was sitting on Indra's throne because he had the battle there. He killed Hiranyakashipu there. And there's some temples in South India also. They say this is where Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu. Big columns are there. So we ask, how come Nrisimhadev killed him here? In Bhagavatam it says he was killed on Indraloka. And they say, no, simultaneously these things happened. It simultaneously went on here and it went on Indraloka. So they have many places in South India where Nrisimhadev appeared, and Prahlad was there. Although he was actually occupying the throne of Indra. So although he's appeared in this ferocious form and he's angry, he's killed Nrisimhadev. Not only killed Hiranyakashipu, but he's killed millions of his soldiers. And so he's really, really ferocious. But still, it's considered very auspicious. Whatever Krishna does is very auspicious and never inauspicious. Just like we have the temple of Ranchoji. Krishna ran away from the battlefield. He should be considered a coward. He ran away from the battlefield. Of course, he had a good reason. Because then Rukmini had sent him that letter to the Brahmana to come and kidnap her. He thought, well, this is pretty interesting. It's better than defeating Jarasandha. I've already defeated him 17 times. What's the use of defeating him again? This is quite interesting. This Rukmini, the goddess of fortune, is asking me to come. So he left the battlefield to tend to his other business. But because he left and he was accused by Jarasandha and everyone, oh, he's a coward, he ran away, he's Rancho. I mean, he left the battlefield. It's the worst thing you can do as a Kshatriya is to run up, be a coward and run away. But then you have a temple of Ranchoji. Although it's an abominable disgrace for a Kshatriya to run away, but still, he runs away. And what they do, they put him in a temple and worship him as Rancho, the one who ran away from the battle. So whatever Krishna does is always glorious and worshipable. So here he's appearing in a ferocious form, but still they're worshipping. And not only they're worshipping, but they're saying also, now you perform this pastime, we've got something to remember in the future. So even today we have this, we can remember how Lord Nrisimhadev is came in this form and killed Hiranyakashipu. So we can always be remembering the Lord and we can take advantage and pray to him for the protection of the devotees of Guru and of the movement. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, now please cease your anger now. He's asking him to cease his anger. In the last verse of purport, it said that the Lord is always, these are only his pastimes, okay. Yeah, your appearance in this form is your pastime for your own pleasure. So he's completely angry, but actually it's for his pleasure. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, now you give up your anger. But he's just said it's for his pleasure, so why do you want to give up your if it makes you happy by being angry, then that's great. Whatever Krishna wants, the devotees, you know, they want his happiness, that's their only business. So it says, hey, that's his pastime, it brings him happiness. But Prahlad Maharaj is saying, no, you can please give up your anger. So he said, Prabhupada said, because the devotees are unnaturally very simple. They're simple and faithful. So they're praying, please give up your anger, Lord, because we're a little bit frightened also. Prahlad wasn't so frightened, but everyone else was. The demigods were. They couldn't even go forward. Lakshmi, she it was my husband. That's my husband. I've never seen a form like this. Brahma couldn't go, so they kind of pushed Prahlad forward. You know, actually, he came for you, Prahlad. So you should go and pacify him. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's pacifying the Lord with prayers. whatever the Lord does, he is absolute in his dealing. So he performs this angry form but he's, Krishna's not at all attached, he's not attached to anything, so he's aloof from happiness and distress. And so why you should be overcome by anger, calm, crowd? It's very bad quality anger, but how the Lord is. So then we understand philosophically that, you know, it's his pastime. And so in tattva, yeah, he can become angry, but in rasa, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, please get rid of your anger. You can stop your anger now, Lord Nrisimhadev. Because he's very meek, and Prabhupada said they're very meek, and simple. They're very simple. And so Prahlad is very simple. So he has a relationship with Lord Narsingadev, and so he's seeing him as angry, and he said, I don't want you to be angry. So this is the rasa, this is better than tattva. Understanding philosophically how the Lord gets angry, but he's not at all attached. But Prahlad Maharaj is speaking, although it's one of Narsingadev's pleasure pastimes to become angry, Prahlad's saying, please give up that pleasure pastime. No, this is rasa, this is his feeling. So Lord Narsingadev, Krishna is rasa raj, and he prefers these sweet dealings with his devotees rather than, you know, being the supreme independent personality of Godhead. He can do what he likes. So then Prahlad can pacify him. We don't like to see you angry. You know, you like it, but it's difficult for us to approach. this is like Lord Narsingadev in Mayapur. This is he's a Stana Ugra Narsingha. Ugra means angry. Stana means the column, the pillar, where he come from. This form of Lord Narsingadev, he's just come out the pillar. He hasn't killed Hiranyakashipu yet, so he's extremely angry. Here he's very angry, but he's already killed Hiranyakashipu, so he's kind of pacified because this is what he come for. But the Ustana Narsingha, he's really, really angry. He hasn't killed Hiranyakashipu, so this is the most fearsome form. When we had this deity made, we were attacked by dacoits in Mayapur sometime, and about 30 dacoits came in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock, throwing bombs and axes, breaking down the doors, and they stole the deity of Radharani. They thought she was golden, because they contacted one astrologer, and he said, yes, gold, because she was Ashtodatta, and then 8 metals, and they put a token bit of gold in. But somehow now this astrologer said, yes, this gold is theirs, and she was very shiny, so they thought it's solid gold, so she was their target. So the big gang came and attacked. And anyway, after that, we rescued Radharani later on. Bhavananda Prabhu, he had a dream, and he saw that all the dacoits were coming. Then he saw Lord Narsingadev, and Narsingadev burst in, and he started killing all these demons, and he was ripping their throat and pulling up their chest and intestines, and everywhere. He's just tearing them all apart and really ferocious. And he woke up and he said, well, we should get a deity of Lord Narsingadev to protect it. You know, we're having this dangerous time here. Because in the at the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we were having a lot of problems there, and then they installed that Lakshmi Narsingadev, you can see when you go there. And since that time, there was no major problem. So he said, we should install this Lord Narsingadev. So he drew a picture of the Narsingadev he saw in his dream. And then Atmatapa Prabhu, he took that to South India, to Chennai side, to the Silpis, or the workmen who make those deities. And when he saw the picture, he said, oh, this is, Stana Ugra Narsingha. He said, I want you to make a deity. He said, no way. He said, no one will make a deity like this. He said, this is the most ferocious form of Lord Narsingadev. Most ferocious. Because Hiranyakashipu has been terrorizing Prahlad. He's been tormenting him again and again and again, trying to kill him. And Lord Narsingadev is really, really angry. Now Hiranyakashipu says, right, I'm going to kill you myself. Lord Narsingadev, this is just, his tolerance broke at this point, Lord Narsingadev. Just can't wait to get him now. This is the last straw, you know. And so he just bursts from that pillar. He's so angry. And the Shilpi, he said, nobody worships this type of deity. He said, you install a deity because you can approach the deity, you can offer prayers, you can ask for benedictions. This is the purpose of having a deity. Why you install a deity you can't approach? No one can approach. The demigods couldn't approach, Lord Brahma couldn't approach, no one can approach. Especially in this form, before he's killed Hiranyakashipu. So, why you have a deity like this? What's the point of having a deity you can't approach? And he asked his guru, who was the Shankaracharya of Kanchipuram. He said, don't make it for ISKCON. He said, they are becoming very powerful. Don't make it for them. Then he said, the last person who worshipped this deity, he said, that place is now a ghost town. He said, they had a gorgeous worship there, elephant riot, processions every day with Nrisimhadev. He said, but now that place is complete ghost town. Everybody left that place and nobody stays there anymore. He said, otherwise nobody else, there's no other deity like that on the planet. Then after some time, then his guru said, you can. He said, okay, you can make that deity for ISKCON. And he said, this is deity is from Mayapur. So in the Dham, the predominating deity there, then all the other deities, they will take on the mood of the predominating deity. So he said, Mayapur, Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Adorja. His Mahabharanaya is very generous. His Adorja Dham is one of generosity, is giving. It's just simply giving. Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Vadaya is giving the holy name, giving Braja Prema through the chanting of Hare Krishna. So he said, then all the other deities will take on the mood of the predominating deity. So we'll have this Adorja aspect, he'll have this very kind aspect. So then he agreed to make the deity, and eventually he was installed there in Mayapur. And after that, there hasn't been any kind of major problem, only little things, but nothing really major has happened. So he's there to protect. And because usually we're advised not to approach the Lord to ask for benedictions, right? We're supposed to be practicing pure devotional service. Lord is not our order supplier, but we want to please the Lord. So in the beginning, if you're practicing karma yoga, it's very good you approach the Lord for different things. Jai Sri Radha Gopalananda Ji ki, Sri Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki. But in this form of Lord Nrisimhadev, then we can actually ask for benediction to remove obstacles in the path of pure devotional service. So for this reason we can worship Lord Nrisimhadev. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Nabadeep Bhava Taranga, he mentions, he's not making the pilgrimage, he goes to Nrisimhapalli, the famous temple of Lord Nrisimhadev there, from the Satyayuga. Now actually, when Hiranyakashipu was killed, after he killed, Lord Nrisimhadev went there to take rest. Mandakini River. And Lord Nrisimhadev stayed there, and all the devatas built their palaces around to stay with Lord Nrisimhadev for some time. So he came because it was his special abode, his own abode, so he came to Navadvipa to take some rest after killing Hiranyakashipu. Anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is making the prikram, and this is described in the Navadvipa Bhava Taranga, and everything is being revealed to him, the Dharma is being revealed. So then Lord Nrisimhadev, he goes to the temple and he begs the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev appears to him. He puts his lotus feet on the head of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he says, you should stay here in the Dham And you should chant the holy names and cultivate worship of Radha and Krishna. So be fearless, my child. He gave him abhaya, the abhaya mudra, to take away the fear, to remove his problems. And he said, then very soon, by the mercy of my devotees, you will achieve all of your perfection. So although Lord Nrisimhadev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his prayer, when he was offering Bhaktivinoda Thakur the benediction, he said, by the mercy of my devotees, he could have given, but we see that generally Krishna's mercy always comes through his devotees. So he gave him the benediction of abhaya, be fearless in your devotional service. Because finally, at the end of his prikram, he gets the mercy of Lord Shiva. Then he attains his perfection. He sees spiritual manifestations. Vaishnava Jataha Shambhu, he is the greatest of all Vaishnavas. And then Lord Shiva says, by my mercy, you will attain. Lord Nrisimhadev said, by my devotee's mercy, you will attain everything. When he met Lord Shiva, he was dancing. Boom, boom, Gauranga, Jai Sachinandan, boom, boom, he has that saying. Boom, boom, be merciful upon all living entities, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. And then he Bhaktivinoda Thakur meets him and says, by my mercy, Maya will flee, Maya will retreat. Because he's the husband of Maya. Who else can tell Maya to retreat? Devi Yashimukun Maya, Mama Maya Duratya. It's very difficult to approach. Very, very difficult. Nobody can order Maya around. She's the controlling force in this material world. Everything is under her tight grip and control. Who is she? Whose control is she under? Her husband. So Lord Shiva says, by my mercy, my wife will retreat. Maya will retreat. So Vaishnava Jataha Shambhu, we can get the mercy of the Vaishnava then. Especially by Lord Shiva. So anyway, this is the reason why we're worshipping Lord Nrisimha. He can remove the obstacles, give you fearlessness in your devotional service. And he's very, very popular. His worship is very, very popular in Mayapur Dham, because Kali Yuga, everyone's got so many problems, so many obstacles. They're coming to all the time. So we're always offering. I have to offer some pujas, and they want this obstacle removed, they want this obstacle removed. So that's okay. We can actually pray to Lord Nrisimhadev for, you know, to remove like the material obstacles, although it's not the way to actually to approach Radha and Krishna. We just want pure devotional service. But if there are obstacles, then Radha and Krishna expand those. Lord Nrisimhadev for this purpose. Not only does he remove the obstacles, but he enjoys it, especially in Nambudweep Dham. If you worship Lord Nrisimhadev in Nambudweep Dham, he really likes it, because so many forms of Nrisimhadev, especially in South India, and there's so many Nrisimha Bhaktas there, they worship, and they all go back to Nrisimha Loka. But it's not our intention to go back to Nrisimha Loka when we're worshiping Lord Nrisimhadev. It became quite fashionable many years ago that everybody wanted to worship Lord Nrisimhadev and have a deity of Lord Nrisimhadev and the Nrisimhadev Shaligram. Everyone was into it. But it's not that we should be, you know, Nrisimha conscious all the time. Our Ishtadeva is Radha Gokulananda and Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. These are our worshipful deities. Of course, you can choose any Lord of your heart desires, what you have feeling for, any. But specifically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving us our identity. Gopi Padiyo Kamala Dasa Dasanuda. We are the servant of the servant of Gopinath. That is our identity. Mahaprabhu was giving us our identity. Servant of the servant of the master of the gopis, Gopinath. So that is our identity. So it's not that we want to worship Lord Nrisimhadev 24 hours a day and concentrate him 24 hours a day. But Prabhupada introduced, after every artik, you can chant this song, Lord Nrisimhadev's song, for protection of the devotees, guru, and the mission. So Yeah, so they're worshipping all over India. They worship all over the world, actually. That's it. But this particular form in Mayapur, he's very, very... he's even more ready to serve and give benediction than the other forms. He's actually enthusiastic to hear those prayers and things like that, and benedictions they're asking. Because when the devotees go to heal, you know, for the devotees of Gauranga and Radha and Krishna, he especially likes them. Because when they approach him, please remove the obstacles in the path of our, you know, our Sankirtan mission and our preaching, whatever we're doing, please remove the obstacles. Lord Nrisimha said, oh great. He said, I get a chance to also take part in a Sankirtan movement. I can serve the devotees of the Bhaktas of Gauranga who are doing Sankirtan. Because he's in Navadvipa, now I can get his service to all the devotees. I also get some service to Gauranga like this by taking all the obstacles away from the devotees. So he's especially merciful there. So he's also taken on that mood of a doja, and he gives very generously his mercy. Although he is very ferocious to the non-devotees. But he looks like he's smiling, although he's got a big mouth and big sharp teeth, but and fearsome nails. But he's very merciful to the devotees. But when he first came, I was in so much anticipation that I was shaking. We were hearing all these stories about this Ugra Nrisimha and how, you know, the whole town was lost, became a ghost town, and everybody was deserted it, or they were killed or something. And when the deity was bought, we bought the deity, and then they said, okay, so you're going to worship the deity? I said, I'm not worshiping Lord Nrisimhadev. The Pangadrangi you will worship. I'm not worshiping Lord Nrisimhadev. I was scared. Oh, I'm taking him back then if you're not going to worship. I thought you would worship it. So then finally Pangadrangi agreed to do that safer. To worship Lord Nrisimhadev. But still I was in complete anticipation. Scary, you know, hearing all these stories. What's going to happen to the deity department in Mayapur now? And for quite some time then I was sitting in front of Lord Nrisimhadev meditating, seeing that ferocious form. Then I thought, oh, it's you, Madhava. Oh, it's the same vibration. Oh, it's you, Madhava. You just assume this form of Lord Nrisimhadev, like you assume so many forms. And all of my anxiety went, shoo. I ended, oh, it's only you, Madhava. And ever since that time, it's, you know, there's no anxiety. So this is a wonderful pastimes of Krishna, assuming in so many different forms of... so like that we can see our Ishtadeva actually everywhere. We understand the different forms. You can always see your worshipful deity. You may go to a temple of Shiva and Parvati, but you can see who is Shiva and Parvati. You know, in the beginning of creation, is Krishna expands as Vishnu. His glance, which is none different than him, transforms into Shambhu, and Radharani is transformed. His internal potency is Yoga Maya Roma Devi. She becomes Maha Maya in the material world, Durga or Parvati, and Krishna becomes Shiva. So you can see, oh, is my worshipful Lord Radha Gokulananda appearing as Shiva and Parvati? So they're appearing in every manifestation. It's nothing. Everything comes from them. So like that, you can see, we'll be able to see our Ishtadeva, that our worshipful deities. We'll be able to see them everywhere and everything. Because there's nothing but Krishna in existence. Isn't it? Earth, water, fire, and air. This, the book table is, what is it? It's Krishna's energies. This is Maya, which Krishna? Then you can immediately see your worshipful deity in anything, because he's transformed into. But you see the source. You remember the source. Oh, it's my worshipful Lord. So in this way, we can, the Krishna consciousness, we'd be able to see our worshipful deity everywhere. What time do we finish? 8:30. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Prad Nasingadev Bhagavan ki.